It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll get a firsthand look at the effort to provide medical treatment in the midst of the Ebola outbreak from a Wisconsin healthcare worker who went to Sierra Leone.
First, an effort is underway in the state legislature to pass a so-called right to try bill, something six other states have already done and many other states are considering.
The bill would allow individuals suffering from terminal illness to pursue experimental drugs, devices, ones that have not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration, as long as the patient has exhausted all other options and has the go-ahead from their doctor.
We're joined now by one of the lawmakers who introduced that bill. Fred Risser is a Democratic state senator from Madison. Senator Risser, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on today.
So tell us why you're introducing this right to try bill here in Wisconsin.
Well, I think it's a good public policy. After all, when a person is terminally ill, they have that opportunity to help society move ahead on drugs that have not yet been approved. And also, it gives them at least a little bit of hope that something might happen in their favor. It's strictly voluntary, and it's a bill that, as I say, I think is a good public policy. It gives the person who has already been informed that they haven't much life to live one more chance to help society and possibly help themselves.
Can you walk us through it a little bit, how it would work if someone wanted to try one of these experimental medications?
Well, first of all, he'd have to be designated as terminally, or he or she would have to be designated as terminally ill. In other words, there would be all reasonable expectations that their life would not last very long. And once they're determined to be terminally ill, they would be having an opportunity voluntarily to, if they're competent enough to, with written consent, try so-called experimental drugs. The pharmaceutical company would have to be making them available, and these drugs would definitely have to pass phase one of the FDA procedure. FDA goes through three phases. Phase one goes through the first safety phase. So it's a win-win situation.
Now, the FDA already has a process for helping very ill people receive unapproved treatments. Why not stick to that?
Well, they'd have to go through the approved treatments first. And after they've gone through all the approved treatments, if they've been designated as terminally ill, they could, if they wanted to, and if a pharmaceutical company was willing to use them as an experiment. Actually, this is the same experiment that's gone through before a drug is approved by the FDA, but it takes years sometimes to have the experiments completed. This would speed up the experiments. So as I say, it would be helpful to society, and it might be also helpful to the terminally ill patient. But I think it's in best public interest, and it's strictly voluntary.
Any concerns about liability? If the drug might actually harm the patient or maybe didn't work, would the law protect physicians, drug makers who might be on the line?
That is one of the purposes of the law. The law would protect the doctor that administered the drug, and it would also protect the pharmaceutical company that made the drug available. Now, let's remember that the patient has to be terminally ill, in other words, on the verge of dying, and the all the normal procedures have had to been tried.
Have you heard from constituents who are looking for a bill like this, who have wanted to try medications but been blocked?
Everyone I've heard from thinks it's a great idea. I haven't heard from anyone that opposes it. In talking to the medical society, though, they have some hesitation, and their hesitation is based on the fact that it might be giving someone false hope. It does. But if you're terminally ill and if you've been advised that your life is extremely limited, I don't see anything wrong with the idea.
Now, this is still a relatively new idea. Six states have passed right-to-try laws. Any stories from those states or lessons learned about how it's working there?
It's fairly recent. I've heard no problems, and 24 more states have got the bills in the hopper. So it's an idea that has apparently gained some support.
Now, in the past year or so, these right-to-try laws have been pursued by a group called the Goldwater Institute, a conservative advocacy organization that advocates for laws. So I guess the question is, here you are, a Democratic lawmaker pursuing this. So what's the connection?
I don't think this is partisan at all. Certainly, dying is not partisan, and use of drugs is not partisan. I think this is about as bipartisan as you can get.
Any feedback from physicians?
The only feedback I've gotten so far, they have not taken a stand, by the way, on this bill. The feedback is that it might give false hope, which I agree it might. But I've heard nothing from the medical society positively one way or the other.
Have you seen any support among your fellow lawmakers, Democrats or Republicans?
The bill's in circulation right now. I have a co-author in the Assembly, and several people have indicated they're ready to sign on to the bill. I'll know in a couple of days how many others will want to co-author it with me.
Now, some physicians around the country, I understand, have come out against these right-to-try laws, some of them saying it undermines the drug approval process, others saying that they could be prescribing drugs that they're not comfortable with. And you've said that a physician would have to sign off for it, but how do you respond to some of those criticisms?
Well, it would speed up the process and make experimental drugs hopefully usable sooner. And I can't see anything wrong with that. I think that's a good idea. Otherwise, sometimes it takes weeks, months, years in order to have a drug approved. This would speed up the process because you'd have more experimental use of it.
And any sense of a timeline on this so far?
Well, we're circulating a bill right now, and hopefully after the budget is passed, the bill will be hearing, and hopefully we'll get some action on it.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you for having me today.
We've been speaking with Fred Risser, a Democratic State Senator from here in Madison.